This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The general election takes place on Thursday, the 4th of July, and as people in Wales take to the polls, what's the experience like for blind and partially sighted voters? Nathan Owen, External Affairs Manager for RNIB Cymru, joins me now. Nathan, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me, Holt.
And is the voting experience any different for people in Wales? Are ballot papers offered in English and Welsh? What changes across the border?
So obviously this is a UK general election, so, you know, voters across the UK will be heading to the polls. In Wales, those ballot papers are offered in English and Welsh, but we know that the experience of voting is a difficult one for many blind and partially sighted people across the board, and our research shows that time and time again, blind and partially sighted people are not able to cast their vote independently in secret under the current voting system. And we know that there's often confusion and uncertainty about what support will be available at polling stations.
Now, what kind of equipment should be available at the ballot box to make voting more accessible for everyone?
So at the moment, every polling station in the country, no matter where you live, will have a large print ballot paper, a tactile voting device, which is essentially a sticky film overlay that attaches to the ballot paper with a large and tactile numbered lift-up flap over the boxes where you need to mark your votes to help people to find the boxes to mark their vote. Unfortunately, that tactile voting device does not tell people which box relates to which candidate. So in many people are then forced to rely on another person to tell them which candidate relates to which box, but it can be helpful for some people. And also just for people, so that people are aware, people are also allowed to take their mobile phones into the ballot box with them to help, so that if they want to use kind of an app, something like Seeing AI to help them read the text out for them, or to use magnifiers. So those are the things that that have to be available for people in every polling station. Some local council electoral services are providing additional support. So for example, where I'm based in Wales, all polling stations in Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan will have a telephone ballot paper reading service. So essentially, if you ask a member of staff at the polling station about that service, they'll direct you to call somebody, to speak to somebody who will be able to read the information on the ballot paper for you over the phone. And then for some people, that service in combination with the tactile voting device will enable people to vote independently and in secret. And that service is available in English and Welsh. Other local authorities may have procured something called a McGonagall reader, which is a kind of a flashy new tactile voting device which has audio built in. And if you want to find out more information about that, that's available on RNIB's website. But I just stress that that is not going to be available in every polling station. So again, that sort of shows that are limitations with the current laws. Also, some local authorities are going to have extra kind of additional kind of lights for the polling station to help people. And some may have other audio devices available as well. To find out exactly what support will be available at your polling station, you can contact your local council's electoral services team. We've produced guides for England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, which have the contact details of included on those guides. Those can be found on the RNIB website, or you can go onto the Electoral Commission's website, enter your postcode, and that will give you the contact details. Very important new development for these elections that apply across the board is the requirements for voter ID. So everybody who wants to vote at a polling station in this election will need to bring photo ID with them, and that could be a passport or an older or disabled person's bus pass or a blue badge. It can also be expired ID, so an expired driving license for people who potentially have lost their sight later in life, that would still work as well. So again, if you want to find out what is acceptable ID, you can find that on the Electoral Commission website.
But do you have any tips for blind or partially sighted people voting for the first time in this election?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah, it's always a good idea to know what to expect before you go. So I think if you were to, if you do go on to, if you kind of look at RNIB's guide or look at the Electoral Commission website and contact your local electoral services team to tell them you're intending to vote, tell them that you are blind or partially sighted and ask them what support they're going to provide for you on the day. And I think that would be, that's always a helpful thing to know. I think also, you know, as I've said, what support is available is very, very inconsistent across the board. So RNIB are always very, very keen to hear from people about their voting experience, because it really helps us with our campaigns that we have ongoing to improve the voting system for people. So on election day, we'll be launching our turned out survey, which is a survey that we're asking people across the country to complete. It should take no more than 5 or 10 minutes, and it just helps us to provide evidence for governments, to the Electoral Commission, for local councils about the limitations that currently exist in the voting system that don't allow many people to cast their vote independently and in secret. And by taking 5 or 10 minutes to complete that survey, you're really helping us to push the government for changes. And that's the governments across all four nations of the UK.
What's been the experience of people you've spoken to, Nathan? Is enough being done to make voting accessible to everyone?
I mean, I would say that it's a very mixed picture. So as I say, some polling stations or some local councils, I should say, are taking the initiative and are kind of, you know, working with RNIB and trying to understand what the problems are and put solutions in place. So, for example, you know, Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan councils have decided to put this telephone ballot paper reading service in place. I know that that service is available to everybody in Northern Ireland, for example. And we also know that some local councils are procuring things like the McGonagall device and the audio accord reader, which is essentially our audio devices that, as well as helping people to identify which box relates to which candidate, it speaks all the information out to people in an audio-led device. And that, in our trials, has been really, really successful. We know that it's helped, I think, up around 93% of people who participated in the trials of those devices have said that it helped them to record their vote independently and in secret, not having to rely on somebody else to help them. So we're, you know, across all four nations of the UK, we're really pushing for that to be made, those kinds of solutions to be made available everywhere. It's just at the moment, the law is very vague in what should and shouldn't be provided. And that leads to inconsistency. So that's why, unfortunately, people need to contact their local council electoral services to find out what will be available for them. There's actually a piece of legislation that is currently making its way through the Senedd, the Welsh Parliament, that we're really engaged on and we're really looking to influence. So we're calling through that legislation for a requirement for an audio and tactile solution to be provided in all polling stations in future Welsh elections, because we don't think it's right that these solutions that enable people to cast their vote independently in a secret are not available to everyone. So, for example, why should they be available to voters in Cardiff but not to voters in Gwynedd in North Wales, for example? So that's a really active RNIB campaign, and that's happening in all four nations across the UK as well. So there's lots of information on the RNIB website about how you can get involved in that campaign, how you can write to the future Prime Minister, how you can write to your local candidates. So I would urge anybody who's keen to be involved to visit the RNIB website and find out more.
Our polling stations will be open from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. on Thursday, the 4th of July. Nathan Owen, External Affairs Manager for RNIB Cymru, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, all.